I am love. Level 3, our soul connection. Our soul is our guardian angel, our observer, and our inner voice. We now enter the sea at level 3 because we have begun to meditate and open our hearts to God mind instead of our own human brain and willpower. We have realized that if we only rely on our human willpower to attract success and money, we will soon exhaust our energies and begin to enter a I give up, what's the use mentality. So we begin to meditate with the intention of connecting with our beautiful soul and hence allow God's power to lift the veil of illusion. We now begin to see and feel that it is not so much that we are attracting good, but that our good is already here and will appear by letting go, surrendering to the sea, and by going within. As we begin to clear away even more clogging from our heart and ethereal and emotional bodies through meditation, we become very sensitive to our inner emotions. Things from our past come up out of our emotional bodies. Memories that we had pushed deep down inside our subconscious begin to emerge. When we do this after so many years of having pushed down emotions, it can begin to feel very, very uncomfortable. We have attempted to release certain negative memories and emotions, but all we have done is block them, push them down, and we have been using sheer willpower to move forward in life. Yes, we may have been creating what we wanted, but now, through meditation practices and the renewing of our minds through positive treatments and affirmation, etc., the cells in our bodies, which hold all our memories, begin to open up as the ice or the clogging around our cells and ethereal bodies starts melting away. Here is where we may stop our meditation practices, as we do not feel good, and we were told if we meditated, we would feel good. However, in the early days of meditation practice, as we sit still, these memories we thought we had long forgotten begin to emerge and disturb our inner peace that we are trying so hard to experience. This can happen more and more frequently. Here is where we are looking within, and if we continue with our contemplations of God and meditation practices, we can begin to go through what has been called the dark night of the soul. And dark nights of the soul are not psychological human depression. They are much deeper. Human depression can be caused through any number of life experiences or chemical imbalances. However, a dark night of the soul occurs when we have already done perhaps months or for some years of spiritual practices. The waters where we now swim have melted down enough of our old paradigms, our negative beliefs, for us to be feeling light at an intensity that we have never before experienced. This light is bringing us to deeper levels of the sea, and this is great. Our ego at this point is holding on for dear life and is afraid it is about to be annihilated and will push us to give up. We hear it say, "Stop this silliness. It isn't working. It feels bad to meditate. You have been so good for so long. You now deserve to take some time off from all this spiritual stuff. You're supposed to let go, right? So let go. Go and have a pizza. Watch some TV. Have a glass or two or three of wine." What a naughty child our ego can be when it is afraid of being left behind. It'll come up with so many silly things. It'll say, "Life's about balance, right? You need some balance. Go out and have some fun." But what the ego thinks of fun will just push us down deeper into the mire. What a naughty child our ego can be when it is afraid of being left behind. It gives us these very and I mean very at the time, justifiable, logical reasons to give up. It may not feel that way at the time. This ego voice can sound quite sound. But if we wish to eventually dissolve into the sea, we must refuse to listen. The ego speaks in past tense and future tense. It never speaks in the now. Instead, listen to the real inner voice, which is silence. Now, this does not mean that we do not have fun and experience some time off, but it is what we do that makes all the difference. Take a walk in nature or exercise. Go visit some positive friends. Read a positive book. Dance to some uplifting positive music like Musivation. If we next our ego's attempt to keep us mesmerized and do not block these past hurtful memories, we will begin to look at what we have done in our past and no longer know who we really are. We're identifying with what we've done, not who we are now. We may have always thought of ourselves as fairly decent, good people, on track with our goals and life plans, and now begin to feel unworthy as we remember what we have done during our life. We begin to feel deep anguish and pain as we start to recapitulate every little event or action from our past that may have caused another pain. Look at the things I've done in my life that weren't good. What about when I judged, I lied, I did this and I hurt that person? We can feel devastated by our past actions. We feel guilt and shame at the smallest hurt we ever bestowed upon another, even down to when we were a small child and may have said something nasty to another child. We feel worthless. We say, "Who am I? Who am I to think that I know anything about God or spirituality? Who am I to judge or teach anything about light? How dare I assume that I know anything about God? I know nothing. I am nothing." We will cry and within the depths of our being feel too unworthy to be forgiven. "I am so sorry, God, for I have failed you. I, who am not worthy enough to even ask for you to forgive me." Yes, we'll say all of these things deep from our heart. We may think that we're not even worthy enough to live. We'll wonder what life's all about. Beseeching to God in these moments is often called the dark night of the soul. And here is where we truly swim into level 3 of the sea. Who knew, huh? This, as mentioned, is not human depression. This does not last long, for if it did last for long periods, it would be depression. So please do not confuse the two. Be patient and keep listening. When we are depressed, the thoughts we generally have go something like this. "The world did this or that to me. If only I had better parents who believed in me, I would be a success now. All this shit I am experiencing is all their fault. My husband is the one who has been holding me back. This person, my last boyfriend," and on and down we go during depression, blaming everything and everyone else. Whereas in a dark night experience, it is us taking responsibility. And this is actually quite healthy as we are waking up to the fact that we have been the cause of our sorrow, not anything or anyone outside of us. However, if we do not continue to melt away the ice through mindfulness and meditation practices, we can in fact go down the rabbit hole and then back into depression. So it is vital to keep going, even if we feel we have had a weak meditation. For our beautiful and very patient, loving soul knows our intention was good. So if we continue to meditate, we will be moving to higher levels of consciousness, even if we do not feel it as yet. One of my first meditation teachers in Malaysia said that there was no such thing as a weak meditation, and he was right. A beautiful teacher of light, who is in the physical, says there is no such thing as a bad meditation. I prefer that to weak meditation, as sometimes it just feels bad, like nothing is happening. especially when we first begin to attempt to quiet our thoughts. Meditation does work if we do the work. Not all meditations at this level will feel great, but it is still working. So never give up. Here, we may still be practicing meditation, not really experiencing it fully. The real peace that passeth all understanding will come. So keep going. You may now remember where certain parts of the Old Testament were written during someone's dark night of the soul. I who am not worthy, etc. Some people will go through the dark night more intensely than others, but most do go through it to some degree at this level. As mentioned, this is our ego melting away, and it is a great thing, for we are opening to God, and our small self, ego, knows and does not want to be killed off, which is exactly what is happening. See, it's smart, but it has no power other than to play with our thoughts. It wants us to stay in the past and it wants us to stay in the future. It doesn't want us to be still and be in the moment. We have to be kind and simply allow ourselves to go through this. This is good, very good, as now we are connecting to God at our soul level, and this is such a powerful experience. Not all things feel good when we are sincerely desiring to love God more. And as I've mentioned so many times during this book, don't say the word God if that triggers something. Because of the way the word God has been used throughout the history of mankind, some of us have got a negative connotation to God, and we don't end up having a beautiful sort of experience when we think of the word God. So whenever I say God, you know, you can just replace it, as I've said before, with spirit, soul. I love saying soul. Actually, that's a lovely way to say it. I love saying God too. But once upon a time, the word God used to trigger me as well. But saying soul, you know, when you pray, pray to your soul until you get to the point where you are one with your soul and you don't have to pray to it. You are just absorbed in it. And this is a beautiful thing, and it will come. There will be moments and then more moments and then more moments and then more moments until at last you'll be able to just simply take a deep breath. Exhale. And you'll be there. Before I lose it, I'll keep reading. It's beautiful. You're beautiful. We're all beautiful. Yay. You know, some things just have to be felt to be realized, and some things have to be felt also to be released. Otherwise, we are putting icing on an unbaked cake. Yuck. We need to bake a little more and then cool the cake down. And then, oh my goodness, we'll be able to draw all the faith we have. It'll be absolutely beautiful and continue our meditation practices and mindfulness with a much more dedicated attitude and discipline, because it will feel good. Our soul is relying on us to keep swimming. Otherwise, we may begin to swim back to the shores or get caught in more riptides. We simply allow ourselves to go through it. And as we go through these experiences, we will find, as long as we continue our spiritual practices daily, that we will come through and feel such love and exquisite ecstasy. We will feel so much gratitude, and our lives will become one of wonder, joy, peace, and love. We will go back and forth quite a bit now, but eventually we will move forward much faster if we just persist with our daily meditation and mindful practices, whether we're feeling good that day or not. Eventually, you'll be feeling much better and much better until you feel good all the time, honey. And that's something that's definitely worth every second of sitting down and meditating. Now, this is a time when we're at level three. And as I've said, and I've said it again and again, please don't say, oh, I'm level three, I'm level four, I'm level two. Don't get yourself into that. This is just simply, the thousands of different levels that we go through. But we're just calling this basically level three when we usually go through this dark night of the soul. But if you really want to go beyond and you've already been experiencing an occasional dark night of the soul, I'm going to give you something that is strict, yes, but it will help you beyond. This has helped me beyond anything I've ever done. And that is to throw out your TV set. I am serious. Don't even watch a movie during this time. Don't even attempt to allow yourself, unless you're going to go to a theater, to an actual movie house, and, be with people and have some popcorn, maybe once a month or whatever. But I'm serious, throwing out the TV is so tremendous. I mean, this is a time to throw out everything in our lives that will attempt to detract us from the light. When we're stronger, we can do what we like because it won't be a discipline because we've already got so much light. But if we really, truly desire to keep moving further into deeper waters of light, then here are some suggestions. Throw out the TV. Oh, did I already say that? Did I say throw out the TV? I think I did. Yeah, throw out the TV set. And also all your lines of attention that you've ever had, all the power that TV set drained from you, you'll get back. So smash that TV. Don't give it away. Don't let anyone else watch your TV because all your power's in that TV. All the lines of attention will go and you'll get all your power back that you lost every time you sat there comatosed in front of that silly thing. And only go on the internet when you really have to. Go offline when you are not using the internet, as otherwise you're going to be connecting energetically to everyone else online. The same thing as I said with the TV set. If you absolutely have to keep your TV set because you might have children, turn it off when you're not watching it. TV keeps us mesmerized to the world's coma and it drains us. And the internet too, it's a sucker of light and energy, as is TV. If we do keep our TV, please, 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 my darling, only watch positive TV shows or better still, record. What do they do these days? I think they call it TiVo or whatever. Just record it and watch the shows you want to see later when others around the world are not tuning in at the same time as you, because otherwise you're actually going to get yourself sucked into their energy without even realizing it. Everything's energy. And when we're all focusing on something, we're all actually immersing ourselves into everybody's energy. You don't know who's watching TV right now. Do you want to catch what they've got? Maybe not. Am I attempting to scare you here? Well, maybe just a little bit. And for those who have bought this book, Become a Magnet to Money Through the Sea of Unlimited Consciousness, you might be saying right now, I don't know if that was that all in the book? What's she talking about now? Isn't she getting like a way too esoteric right now, way too mystical? Yes, I have been adding little bits and pieces, but I'm allowed to. If you're a Mystical Success Club member, you will totally understand where I'm coming from. And for those of you who really want to understand this, when you're going through a dark night of the soul, it doesn't feel good. So giving you these extra suggestions, it's because I love you and I've been through it. And because I know for myself what has truly helped tremendously. And when I've made these suggestions to other people, it has helped them tremendously as well. But the only way to find out is to experience it yourself. Experiment with it yourself. So anyway, perhaps you may want to watch DVDs, but if you are going to watch DVDs, please make sure that they are positive and powerful films. That's if you have to absolutely keep your TV. And as I said before, remember, these are only suggestions. I remember I was speaking to a lady in New Zealand. Wow, it must be 14 years ago. And I suggested to her to throw out her TV set, and she did. And within a year, she was playing piano, doing what she'd always wanted to do. She had released over 80 pounds of weight. She was no longer accountants. Accountants are great, but she didn't love being an accountant. And she was playing piano professionally. So a lot of great things can happen when you throw out your TV. And as I said, this is all for those who are really earnest. They're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and they want to have a better life experience and will do whatever it takes to move forward and become strong swimmers. We will release from our lives all temptations that could slip us back into the world's inertia. We do not wish to block our feelings by mesmerizing ourselves with hours of useless stuff that will clog us again. Let's walk in nature and contemplate, meditate, and allow our beautiful soul to speak through us in the silence. After a while, we will find what we used to find fun, actually boring, dull, passionless occupations. We will still have fun and enjoy life beyond words, but in joy as opposed to fleeting human happiness. So please do not think this is a time to be endured, but rather a time to be gratefully experienced. It is worth it. Oh yes, is it ever. Fulfillment, peace, joy, and pure bliss is on the way.